Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moved by the Holy Spirit. And I thank the Lord that He is. I thank Him for every opportunity He gives us to win souls. Many people are waiting on the rapture. They want to be raptured. They want to get out of here, which is understandable. But I thank God for every moment He gives us. One day we'll look back and we'll see the multitudes of people that He won while we were patiently waiting. And sometimes anxiously waiting. But I look at it this way. We're going to live forever. I got nothing but time. Through Christ, I got time. I've got time to burn. I'm not in a hurry for the rapture, though I patiently wait for it. Because there are people just like me out there, trapped in this miserable world. And there are people that would love to be saved, they just don't know it. And I want them to believe. I don't want anybody to go through the horrible tribulation period. It's going to be a terrible time to live. And if you think you want to leave now, in the days of the tribulation, that won't be much to look forward to. Everything is going to be in the back. You know, so many people are so far from God, they'll kill people that are Christians. And that's your lifeline. They're cutting their lifeline off. And the backslidden nations will do the same thing. This country was founded on Christian principles. This is one of the only countries, not the only country, but one of the largest countries that it's against the law to kill Christians. But in the tribulation period, that can change fast. Because when God takes the heart of His people off the earth, all to be left is lukewarm Christians that betray God. And they'll rather have a good time than really serve God. That's why they're lukewarm. Some people do what's right because it's in their heart. They love God. And some people do what's right but because they don't want to be perceived the wrong way. But in their heart, they're like ravenous wolves. When there's no brace left, they'll betray God. And you'll see what they really are. And they betray each other. How many men, even pastors that get into pornography, they betray their wives. The next step is betraying God. I mean, if you have a heart to do wrong, people can act right and be wrong. And it's all because of what they receive. Now, we've been talking about receiving God's word and going forward in a life of understanding who the Lord our God is. We begin to trust Him. We begin to learn who He is and how He thinks and what He does and how He operates. And it's a beautiful life that works. A life of honor, productivity. But when people love the world, they're not that way. When people love this world, they're different. When you receive God's word, you become like the heroes of the Bible. But when you receive the world system, you become like Satan eventually. And the reason I say it eventually, because it don't, for a long time, it seems like there's no change. When people are growing in the light, there are subtle changes that you actually see. You'll see behavioral changes, but you don't see the depth of what they're learning in their heart. I gave the analogy of a college student. You know, somebody may have twins, one went to college, one went to work. Well, they look the same, they have the same conversation, they even act alike. But when they're in the setting they were trained for, you see how obvious it is that they've applied themselves. But see, when you're at work, you're like a genius. But at home, you do the same things, you watch the same TV shows, you talk about the same things that you always talked about. Because people can't relate to what you've learned in your career. Only people that share that career will understand that language. You know, they got mechanic jargon. We understand what pistons and alternators and all these things are. And intricate parts of transmissions. We know what they are. And we can even make jokes about them. But at home, nobody relates to that stuff. Well, at church, it's the same way. When people go to church, they understand the stories of the Bible and things about faith and trust and the knowledge of God. We understand God's jargon because we apply ourselves to learn. But when we go other places, people don't relate to that because they don't study that. It's not obvious when people are growing. And also, it's not always obvious when people are declining. It all hinges on what you receive. The story of Job is the story of you. Satan is doing the same things against you. It's just not as intense. Even if your life is going good, he's still waiting on opportunities to accuse you before God. Remember, as we entered the book of Job, God gave us an evaluation. Anytime there's an evaluation, you got to pay close attention. The Lord said, "Have you considered my servant Job? A man that fears God and shuns evil, and there's nobody like him on earth that fears God and shuns evil." And people they didn't realize that that's an evaluation. Anytime there was a comparison like that, there's nobody like him on the earth. That means that God evaluated him one man by man. There was nobody that compared to how Job feared God and shunned evil. He hated evil more than his grandfather Jacob, Israel. He was Issachar's third son. And he lived in the time of the sons of Esau and Ishmael. Now, that's why I say that they were old, as his friends were about the age of Jacob, more or less. And they could have been older. And men lived a long time back then. But these were some very wise men. They just didn't understand Job's condition. They were speculating, and the enemy was using it to discourage Job, just like he do you. Sometimes you put forth your best effort, and people just don't understand. They accuse you of being sinister. You know, if the Lord calls you to do something, well, you're just trying to show off. There's always a negative with people when they speculate. That's why. You can't judge something before time. You have to go by the Lord. And things can seem all kind of ways, even when you're trying to do the right thing. And the enemy will use those kind of tactics to deter you, make you feel discouraged. Nobody believes in me. You don't need them to believe in you. You obey the Lord, you're good. And I had to learn that. I had to grasp that. I used to say, "Lord, what if I give them a word and they don't listen?" He said, "When you give them the word, you did my business. And what they do with it is not your business." He just spoke it out to me, just like that. I can't be concerned about what people do with the knowledge of God. That's their business. I'm just pointing the way. And I do it with all intensity because I want people to live. I don't want nobody to die. That's unnecessary after all that Christ has done. So when we go forward in him, you're just going to have to believe in what God told you to do. You got to believe in yourself. You got to believe in life. You got to believe in the heart of God, that he knows what he's doing. And you got to learn to see what he sees. And the only way I know to do that is to keep receiving his word. You keep receiving his word, you keep living. Easy. Now, as we go forward in the things of God, we learn and we grow from glory to glory. We change, we adapt to the things of God. We love life, health, and strength. We go forward and not backwards. It's wonderful. And now we got to go, we have to put things in perspective, in scriptural perspective, in order to have the life we desire. Now, the enemy is not that way. He is a liar. He never tells the truth about anybody. And he's seeking to hurt you. He's seeking to destroy you. He's seeking the worst conditions for your life. He wants to harm you. That's why I say everybody is in the same position Job was in. But now you know what he's doing, you can counter it. And don't be afraid of Satan ever, because you have authority over Satan. And don't fear anything. If you're concerned about your health, whether you'll be in good health or not, my friend, study the health scripture. Even though there's nothing wrong, speak against the things that other people have. You can say the cancer cannot attach itself to my body. You can do that. You can fight offensive. You don't have to wait on it to come and attack you. And you can say, I desire the foods that fight cancer. You can do that. You got options. You can say, I crave the foods and nutrients that I need the most. And you'll start losing your taste for things that's against you. And you'll start gaining a taste for things that's going to help you. You can say, that's what I do. That's the easy way to adjust your body the way you need it to be. If you eat too much of the wrong thing, say you hate it. Easy. Say, I'm losing my taste for the things that's killing me. And I'm gaining, I crave the things that I need the most. And your body will automatically start, it will follow your tongue. Everything in your life follows your tongue. James teaches that. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. You say it, you get it. It don't happen just because you say it, it's because of the faith that's behind it. And you spoke it and you release something that's true. You shape your future the way you want it. You get to adjust your life the way you want it. And you have to be proactive about it. You got to do it on purpose. And it works. So the key thing is, don't receive the negative. Don't receive the things of Satan. Don't receive the lies. When you receive lies in your life, you start making adjustments. It gets in your conversation. That's when you really start declining. And then the world will seem, it'll seem like God's ways don't work in your eyes. When you make the wrong conclusions, never draw a satanic conclusion. Don't receive his word. Say, I hate all of his word. I hate all of the nasty ways of Satan. It's sewer filth. I like calling it that. That's a good analogy. All of Satan's ways is sewer filth. All of it. And I hate it. You know, I had to grow to a point that I could say that. And I grew to a point that I said, I would do all this in God. I learned to trust God. I said, I would do all that's in his heart, not just mine. I know I'll do what's in my heart. And sometimes that's the problem. But I'm trying to adjust my heart so that I'll love the things God loves, and I'll make sure I hate the things that should be hated and things that he hates. Everything that's negative against me, I hate it. I don't want it in my life. I don't need it, and I'm going to drive it out of my way and do things God's way. Sometimes we just need to make adjustments. And I'm motivated to make the right adjustments. I desire to make the right adjustments. They work. And my life is working good. And I'm glad that my life is working good. And I want my life to work like it should. Everything of God, everything in me, I want it to be just like Jesus. I had a message years ago saying, I want to be just like God. Now, not like Satan. I don't want to take over heaven. That's stupid. Satan was nowhere qualified to do something like that. But that's what pride would do. It'll exalt you where you don't belong. But I want to be like him in character. I want to love my brothers. I want to lay my life down to do God's will on the behalf of others. Remember, I get to live forever. This life is a short moment compared to what I'm going to live. And all the things that I don't do but that I would love to do, but I have to, I do ministry work, and I do things that I enjoy my ministry work. I mean, I really do. To me, it's a privilege. It's an honor. It's a blessing. Now, I love to go out. I would love to build and design cars and go fishing and ride motorcycles up and down mountains, but I spend my time doing things that God wants me to do. As I live forever, I'm gonna get to do all those kind of things. Explore heaven. I'm very interested in outer space. I mean, I like space movies. I like Star Wars, Star Trek. I like stuff like that. But it'll be without seeing. I want to see what else God have done. There's all kind of beautiful planets and people that God have made. And I know this. I've seen visions of it. It's beautiful. And in every vision the Lord gave me, he had to tone it down. He had to cloak it so I could under. He showed me principles. Because it'll be out of season for me to see some things. It's so beautiful. If you can imagine what will happen in a world where everybody is receptive to God and growing and seeking the Lord and trying to grow and do the things that's honorable. You know, there's no Satan. And they fight Satan's influence. And everybody in the whole kingdom is of God. And there are no evil people. And there's no evil influence. Only the love of God is working. That's a beautiful place. And there are places on this earth that's just astonishing to see. When they build a new neighborhood, there's no junk cars out there making the house look terrible. Everything's in order. And you know, I would love to live in a new neighborhood because everybody's got houses up, is looking good. For the first 5 years, that's how it looks. And then people start getting raggedy cars and junk and things like that, and it looks like any other neighborhood. Well, in heaven, nothing's out of place. Because the people are not out of place. And you learn how not to be out of place. You learn order. You learn the same thing when you study and do God's word. You learn not to be out of place kingdom-wise. But the enemy is trying to hijack your life through, he's trying to hijack your life by giving you false information and causing you to be, he wants you to receive the lies instead of the logic of God. And I want the people of God to know him, know what he can do, know what is possible. You cannot learn these things unless you obey the Lord, unless you seek him and seek to be and treasure his word. If you can treasure his word, you will receive it. If you receive it, you're going to have faith for it. The same word that you've already read will become a treasure as you receive it and do it. When you say, sometimes you start out reluctant. Well, I'm going to do this because God said it. I did that before. There are some parts of God's word I did it in reluctance. I just reluctantly did it. But I did it because Jesus said it. I didn't fully understand what would happen. But every time I did that, I had no regrets. There were no regrets. I even did a broadcast about no regrets. Every time I obey God and trust him and take him at his word, I have no regrets. It always works. Works good. You know, a snake oil salesman is excited about what he's selling, even though it's snake oil, even though it won't work. But the gospel of God does work. And all of God's word works. And I will preach this with my last breath. I want to know the Lord and all that he has to say, everything that he's doing. I will do all that's in his heart. And I want to see the greater moves of God. I want to see God move in every way there is. Because God is good, folks. His word is everlasting. His word is working. He's going forward. He's taking us forward. He's going to help us to do all that's in his heart. And that's good for us. Because everywhere we go, we can be the light that he needs us to be. We can say things at the right moments to put people forward. And we can do the things, the living things. And the word of God would be alive in us. We will see him move. We will see the greater works of God unfold in the lives of his people. And that's highly valuable to me. I want to see everybody do better. I would love to see in this world everybody love God. And that day is coming when Jesus finished everything after the millennial reign, the 1,000-year reign of Christ. There'll be one more war and no more sin, ever. You'll look for an evil man and won't be able to find one. Now, there's a scripture that says that. And I got to find where it is, but I read it. I think it's in Amos. But that's going to be a good day. No more evil. No more evil people. No more seducers, liars, extortioners. Everybody loving God. Everybody pulling their weight. Everybody going forward. Everybody taking the Lord at his word. I want to see people go forward in life. No more backwards things. No more sneakiness. And everybody going forward. Everybody living. Nobody taking advantage. And everybody operating according to the true and living love of God. People that won't give Satan a foothold. Satan will have no more. He won't be able to lie against God. And things will be right, put right. I'm going to get to see those kind of days. And I love the Lord my God and King. When people listen to the ways of the world, the wickedness, their life starts to turn. But when you receive God's word, your life starts to repair and you get strong enough to fight and resist and win. And that's what's beautiful about it. Everyday common people can do this. Children can do this. Anybody that received God's word can do this. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. His return is very soon. And remember, he's with us. His return is soon. And I thank him for it. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.